Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord, and today I'm joined by Ellen Belcher. She's the editor of the editorial page for the Dayton Daily News. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
This week, Governor Kasich reached a deal with a developer of casinos in Cincinnati and Cleveland. And can we first start out with what was that deal all about?
Well, Governor Kasich, very quickly after he came into office, said that he didn't think that voters and Ohioans had gotten a really very good deal under the constitutional amendment that will allow four casinos in Ohio, one in Cleveland, one in Toledo, one in Columbus, and one in Cincinnati. And he thought that they should be paying more. And he and his administration identified what they think is at least an ambiguity about the taxes that casinos would have to pay. And under his interpretation, Rock, Ohio, and Penn National would have to pay a whole lot more in the cat tax than under their interpretation. And so that leverage allowed him to sort of bring those two companies to the table and say, hey, Ohio is in a really bad way, and we'd like you to step up and pay more. And right now, just Rock, Ohio has come to an agreement. Penn National is still out there. They were supposed to be part of the deal, but the press reports say they walked away at the last minute.
And as part of that deal, Kasich signaled that he was open to the idea of video slot machines at horse race tracks across the state, and that may have implications for Dayton. Can you explain to me what that's about?
Well, it's actually a really complicated deal. There are seven horse racing tracks in Ohio, and they are struggling financially, and they would like to have video lottery terminals, also known as VLTs for short, at their racetracks. VLTs are basically just souped-up slot machines. There is a raceway in Lebanon, and it very much wants to have VLTs and is thinking about actually moving its track from the Warren County Fairgrounds to a spot someplace either in Warren County or Montgomery County, very near I-75. Meanwhile, Penn is would like to move its Grove City Beulah Park race track to Dayton and put it on an old Delphi site. Now, the impact of that for Dayton is, here we are, we were not part of the constitutional amendment. We didn't get one of the four glitzy, flashy casinos. But because these racetracks want VLTs and want to stay in business, Montgomery County, Warren County, the Dayton region could actually end up with two basically glorified gambling halls is what I would call them, because they're not going to be the fancy places that you're going to see in Columbus or Cleveland. And it's really a stripped-down version of a casino. And to think of having one at the north of the region and one at the south that are not going to draw tourists, they're not going to be destination spots, because keep in mind, there's going to be the real deal in Cincinnati and in Columbus and in Cleveland and Toledo. I think that that has real implications for the region and what happens here with the amount of gambling that takes place. When you know, people are going to be able to gamble a lot if we have two gambling halls right on the borders of our community. But we don't get any of the benefits, the economic development benefits that are going to be associated with the full-fledged $500, $700 million developments that are going in the other cities. That's really concerning to me.
And Ohio voters have rejected casinos a number of times in the past, and now the governor's being criticized from the left and the right regarding this deal with VLTs. Is there widespread support in the Dayton community for this?
I don't know the answer to that. VLTs are obviously different than casinos. The casino amendment did pass, but there is a group out there that says, wait a minute, that casinos pass, but Ohioans didn't approve video lottery terminals. And hey, when Ohioans did approve a lottery, they're trying to get VLTs in under the fact that it's something akin to a lottery. Well, of course, VLTs weren't out there when the lottery was approved. And there are some really organized, fairly fierce groups out there who say, wait a minute, we're not going to just lie down and accept VLTs here, because we don't think that you have that authority under the Constitution and certainly not under the casino law. So I would expect there would be a court battle down the road. I'm not sure the VLTs are a done deal.
What's the reality of these VLTs coming to Dayton?
I think it's going to be a while. The governor wants the applications to have these VLT licenses, and then he would open them up to somebody else other than the racetracks. Right now, the racetracks are the only people who have an option of being able to have the VLTs. And that's another thing that some people were upset about. They were saying, wait a minute, you know, why don't we put this out for bids? I mean, this is such a lucrative enterprise. For sure, it's not going to happen quickly. And that presumes that there's no court battles that don't tie this up for a long, long time.
I've been speaking with Ellen Belcher from the Dayton Daily News. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Emily.